This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And good morning. It's sitting in for Alex Jones. I'm Michael Corbin. Alex is away on business, and we'll be back and return to the airwaves on Thursday. We've got quite a lineup for you today, get sat down and get ready, because we're gonna take you on a tour through several different interesting things that are developing. The first thing we're going to be talking about today, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Pamela Hennessy. She is the volunteer media coordinator for the Schindler family. Now, some of you may not have heard of the Schindler family, but we're going to be talking about that. Basically, what the Schindler family saga is about is a woman lies in a state of coma in the hospital in Florida, and the courts are attempting to have her tube removed, which would essentially cause her to die. Her family is fighting a very, very hard struggle to stop this action from taking place. And we were just informed today that Governor Jeb Bush in Florida has ordered a temporary stay, and that what they're trying to do, he actually filed a memorandum in support of preliminary injunction in the case of disabled Pinellas County woman. And we're going to talk about that with Pamela Hennessy at the bottom of the hour. It's quite a story. You know, it kind of reflects the attitude and the mindset of the people that are running this country today. You know, who would have ever thought that the government would have the authority to decide whether you live or die? But of course, as this plan to take control of all of our lives as it continues to unfold, that is their goal. That's one of their goals. And one of the things you really need to be aware of is that the for example, the Terry Schiavo, who is the person that is lying, you know, this whole thing with the courts, the only reason that they want to disconnect her tube and cause her to die is because she's made herself vulnerable because of a $750,000 medical fund that she acquired via a medical malpractice lawsuit payable to her inheritor when she dies. So the inheritor is her husband. So essentially her husband is capable of making the choices to do this, and the government is more than willing to step up to the plate and end this woman's life. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and we're going to talk about that. Then coming up at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Paul, let me get to his name here, Paul Watson, Paul Joseph Watson. Sorry about that. Paul Joseph Watson is going to join us. Out of Order, he's got a book called Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terrorism in the New World Order. Now, his book blows wide open the official story behind a multitude of both historical and modern-day events. Now, Paul Watson uses mainstream media reports to exhaustively document how governments are exploiting and even carrying out terrorist attacks to further their unified political agendas. Now, if you remember, yesterday we were joined by Paul David Collins, who was talking about state-sponsored terrorism. Now, every referenced article in Watson's book is available online, so you can cross-check the facts for yourself. We're going to find out today when we talk to him how both the Clinton and Bush administrations protected Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network before September the 11th. We're also going to find out about the highest levels of the U.S. government were complicit in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Many of the named 9/11 suicide hijackers are still alive. And the real culprits have never been officially identified. That's interesting. British MI5 has infiltrated the IRA, and they're carrying out terrorist attacks to maintain a divided Ireland. We're also going to hear from him on chaos mongers who are arming tyrants worldwide as a pretext for endless war and empire building. And, of course, this is something that has been demonstrated numerous times in the mainstream press. We're also going to talk about a despotic New World Order and how it's being constructed, how it threatens us all, and what we can do to stop it. And, of course, the other interesting thing, as I mentioned yesterday, we're going to be joined by Greg Pallast, who just released an article called Arnold's Enron Secret. We're going to come up to all of that coming back from the break. And we'll get to that, too. You're going to like that story about Arnold. And, of course, we're going to be joined at some point today by Alex Jones, who is going to give us a special report. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And returning today, sitting in for Alex, is Michael Corbin. I'm here with Michael Corbin, and Alex is away on business. He will return on Thursday. I'll be with you tomorrow as well. And we're going to cover some very interesting topics between now and tomorrow. And, of course, when Alex returns, he will also continue bringing you breaking news and keeping you abreast of what's going on. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to have Pamela Hennessy is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the case of Terry Schiavo, and that's going to be very interesting. And also some of the things that are happening in the news today that you can find on www.infowars.com. We're going to cover some of those real quick before we get to our guest. You also, we're going to open up the lines as well to you, so you can call in at 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can go ahead and start calling now if you'd like. Now, coming off of the Infowars.com site, there was an interesting story today. There's actually several interesting stories, but the one that particularly I found interesting is Israel is has got the green light from George Bush to strike Syria's terrorist base. Now, this is kind of an interesting article because this comes off of the AP. But essentially what's going on here is that the Israeli warplanes attacked an Islamic Jihad training base deep in Syria for retaliation in a suicide bombing at a Haifa restaurant that killed 19 people. Now, Israeli media said that it was the first Israeli attack on Syrian soil in more than two decades. The strike, which occurred late Saturday or early Sunday, targeted the Ain Sahev camp about 10 miles northwest of Damascus, and that was according to Israeli officials. The base was being used by several terrorist organizations, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the army statement said. Now, Syria has been warned more than once by the United States that it should close all of the facilities of the Islamic Jihad. Apparently it has not done so, and it is their policy, the Israelis' policy, after what happened in Haifa, to go after Islamic Jihad wherever they are. Well, the Syrian government has made no immediate response. Now, speaking on the Al Jazeera television network, Abu Imad El-Rafai, an Islamic Jihad spokesman in Beirut, Lebanon, he denied that there were any Islamic Jihad bases in Syria. Now, the interesting thing is that on April the 16th, 2001, Israeli warplanes blasted a Syrian radar station in Lebanon, where Syria is the main power broker, killing three Syrian soldiers. That strike was the first in 5 years against the Syrian military and came in retaliation for an attack by Syrian-backed guerrillas in which an Israeli soldier was killed. Now, the interesting thing about this article is that, kind of in keeping with some of the ideas that that I've been tracking, Syria is one more of those stepping stones before Iraq, or I'm sorry, before Iran. And then ultimately, my belief is that the goal is to control the entire Middle East, because when you get down to, when you get right down to it, our government, in conjunction with the Israeli government, desires to control the oil, because that would, you know, oil is one of those things that every nation in the world, no matter where you are, every nation in the world requires some form or derivative of oil. And, you know, when you're talking about the New World Order and the people that are trying to take control of everything, it stands to reason that you would want to control one of the most important items on the planet, and that is oil. With that control, you would be able to bring any nation to its knees and control it economically and politically. And I think that that's, you know, that's kind of an interesting thing, because that is where I think a lot of this is going. The other thing that was interesting, too, is Big Brother is now watching your children. And we've got a couple of articles on Infowars.com you want to check out. One of them is about security cameras that are watching Lili School. I think that's the proper way to pronounce it. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is a very this is very interesting, because, as you know, they will go to any extreme, any length, to make sure that they get this plan into place. This article comes from let's see here, to the News Press, published by newspress.com, and it's security cameras that are watching the Lili School. This is the first high school in Collier with this system. And the article goes on to say that graffiti sprayers, burglars, and other criminals, beware. Of course, you know, they always preface these kinds of actions with some, you know, thing that is somewhat justifiable, or makes you feel more comfortable with the with what they're doing. The article says Big Brother is watching you at Lili High School. He's also watching students moving from class to class, eating in the cafeteria, and hanging out in the courtyards. The school just became the first in Collier County to install security cameras in hallways, the cafeteria, courtyards, and around the outside of the school. The system, with 30 cameras, cost $40,000, but school officials say it's worth it. Yes, I am enthusiastic about the cameras, said Ed Messer, manager for district safety and security. He says it's not a privacy issue anymore, it's a safety issue. Of course. Safety. We can provide safety for you. No longer about privacy. Schools that are safer are smarter, and that's our job. Again, that's a load. Bob Friedland, assistant principal at Lili High School, can sit in his office and see what is happening all over his school. Now, from his computer, he can zoom the cameras in and out, pan and tilt, and record the video. Top school officials at the district level can do the same from the administration building. There's also another article on Infowars.com that says spying on your teens via satellite for $600. Now, this is an interesting concept. This is from Australia. The tracking units to monitor children and teenagers are disguised as watches, mobile phones, and belts. And they've hit Australia to the outrage of civil libertarians and parent groups. Now, the latest in spy gadgets available in Australia are being marketed to anxious parents. They include a computer device and software that can record email and chat room conversations, and a clothing spray that can tell if teens are having sex. Australian company InterNav's mobile phone-sized global positioning system tracking device has emergency alarm button and software so parents can zoom in on a child's whereabouts using a home computer. Now, this device is going to cost $895. Again, you know, these are examples of how silly things are getting, you know. The other thing we're looking at, too, is Skull and Bones. Now, there was a recent program on 60 Minutes about the Skull and Bones. Alexander Robbins, I believe, was featured on that. The Skull and Bones, as many of you probably know, is the Yale secret society that our president and his father and a lot of other social engineers have belonged to. A lot of people suspect or believe that the Skull and Bones is like the center of the onion in some ways. It provided the nexus for where these guys all got together and planning their takeover of the world. It's interesting to note that a lot of interesting people have been members of Skull and Bones throughout the years, and even the history of it is kind of interesting to track. And now the other thing we're looking at too. Finally, somebody got wise to something that was going down on in Florida. The suicide webcast was killed. Okay, the webcast of a concert by a Florida band, Hell on Earth, that was supposed to occur this past Friday night and feature a live suicide, did not happen. And kind of along that same line, kind of illustrating how Hollywood is warping the minds of your children. There's a new movie out called Kill Bill. Quentin Tarantino has been pushing the extreme violence to 12-year-old kids. And this is sick. It's very sick. The film is Tarantino's first major film since Jackie Brown 6 years ago, and it tells the story of an elite assassin played by Uma Thurman, who is on a mission of revenge against her former employer Bill, played by David Carradine. Now, Kill Bill is reported to be extremely gory, even for Tarantino, well known for his violent gangster flicks such as Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, as well as the shock horror vampire movie From Dusk Till Dawn. Now, at a press conference before the London premiere on Thursday, Tarantino said that over 100 gallons of fake blood had been used for the movie and described how one fight scene in which Thurman dismembers 88 opponents with a Japanese sword took over 8 weeks to shoot. Tarantino said that he wanted to think of every way he could for her to disband and put an end to her enemies. And the director went on to talk about a gang rape scene in the movie, which he said was a sequence of hell of which he was very proud. Now, seated next to Thurman and other stars in the film, Daryl Hannah and Julie Dreyfus, Tarantino said Kill Bill was a feminist statement, a film about girl power. God. Thurman also told journalists that her favorite scenes were when she used her sword. She says, "I'm a very possessive person of my sword. She became one with it. She earned it, and she has to learn the hard way how to handle that thing." Well, Kill Bill is in two installments, with a second volume expected to be released next year. Again, this is an example of you know, how Hollywood is, really got their sights set on getting, you know. There's a dynamic here. I mean, when they use violence, they oftentimes they use sex and violence together. And people wonder why no one has any respect for women. They wonder how come our children have a confusion about their sexuality. And not only that, what's expected of them as boys and girls or as men and women. Because Hollywood sends out one message and then society dictates another. And, you know, we've been talking at times, we talk about moral relativism. Well, if it's okay, if it's my truth, it's okay for me, I can do this. And this is what the movies teach kids to believe. And then, of course, when they go out and do that, you end up with all kinds of horrendous, horrific things occurring as a result of this. And if you ever wonder why your kids are confused, well, that's a big part of it, because Hollywood is trashing their minds. That's something that parents have a responsibility to make sure that their kids are not filling their minds. I mean, you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. And Hollywood has taken a tremendous role in facilitating the deconstruction of your minds, not just kids, but also adults as well. You know, this is just another example of this. Anyway, our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to visit my website. I'm the host of A Closer Look on Saturday nights, carried on GCN's radio network. And it's at www.4aclosterlook.com. That's the number 4, aclosterlook.com. And I'd like to have you join me on Saturday night, 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern. Stay tuned. There's more to come on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And indeed, there is a war on for your mind, pocketbook, your children's minds, every little facet of your life they want control of, and they want to know what you think. We're going to continue the fight. 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will be back on Thursday. And Alex is away on a business, and he will be giving us a special report. We're supposed to get one today from him as well. He's out in California and taking that the business out there with the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Also, like I said, we're going to hear from Greg Palast during the third hour, who is... Greg has dug into some interesting things and has come up with Arnold's Enron secret, and that's going to be very interesting. That's a $9 billion secret that he has, and there's a lot at stake, of course. $9 billion is a lot of money. But anyway, coming up, as I mentioned earlier, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Pamela Hennessy. I want to read to you real quick a letter from Terry Schiavo's father, who has appealed. He's gotten injunctions to stop the feeding tube from being removed. Judge Greer in Florida has ruled three separate times to have it removed. It was clamped once for 60 hours. I mean, this is the most heinous thing that I've ever heard. This is, again, from Terry Schiavo's father. Dear friends, in a trial initiated by Michael Schiavo, a verdict was issued by Circuit Court Judge George W. Greer on February the 11th, 2000. Now, Judge Greer granted authorization to stop feeding Terry. Judge Greer's verdict will cause Terry to die in 10 to 14 days. Terry will die of starvation. Now, as I mentioned, this is an older letter, but the substance of what we are going to be talking about is contained in this. Now, as Terry's father, I have been designated as spokesperson for the family and, more important, as a voice for Terry appealing to you to join us in our efforts to reverse this travesty of justice. We have to save Terry's life. Essentially, Terry has been sentenced to death. We do not understand how, in a civilized society, that Terry's life was even put on trial. Terry has not committed a felony or any crime. Terry has not desecrated any commandment of God. Terry has not violated any of society's laws. Terry's only culpability is ironic. She has made herself vulnerable because of a $750,000 medical fund that she acquired via a medical malpractice lawsuit payable to her inheritor when she dies. Terry has no will. The inheritor is her husband. Now, the precedence that Terry's trial and ensuing verdict establishes should frighten everyone. Basically, any person that is impaired, who cannot speak their mind, is vulnerable to be legally executed. In Terry's case, where money is the motivation, the risk increases substantially. This ruling could potentially open the door to eventually include everyone who is a burden to his or her caretaker or a drain on the state. The court's verdict endorses a current movement attempting to legalize euthanasia in the United States. This is what this is really all about. Now, after hearing Judge Greer's verdict, our family reacted with a variety of emotions. The thought of our daughter's death by starvation is inexpressible. There is also empathy for the parents and families of murder victims, particularly when the person guilty of committing the crime goes on trial and is acquitted due to dishonest testimony given by witnesses under an oath of God. The frustration must be unbearable. Now, Terry's trial has attracted national media coverage. People have responded from across the country offering their support. There have been communications from people who also have family members impaired by brain damage and have recovered. They relate scenarios where their family member was in the identical situation as Terry. Like Terry, their child or sister would smile, laugh, cry, moan, show signs of recognition, and appear as if they were trying to speak. In every case, the neurologist interpreted these actions as reflex. In every case, the neurologist's prognosis indicated that there was absolutely no chance of recovery. Remarkably, and contrary to the negative diagnosis, they report that there was recovery. Most notable was a young man who walks daily, unassisted, on a treadmill, and a woman who, after 20 years, has fully recovered. Now, also, there is we have the recently publicized case of Patty White Bull, who recovered after 16 years, and Terry Wallace, who recovered after 19 years, in a condition similar to my daughter. There is hope for Terry to recover. She displays the exact characteristics as described by all the callers. Her husband does not want anyone to believe that Terry is a living human being who consistently responds when stimulated. He is well aware that he has denied Terry any opportunity to recover for the past 11 years. Before we can concentrate on assisting Terry's recovery, the immediate priority is to stop Terry's execution. We have to keep Terry alive. We are dedicated to preserve Terry's life. Terry does not deserve to have her precious life cut short. Please help us. We cannot do this alone. Please join our family and make this a community effort to overturn this cruel verdict. We must challenge this miscarriage of justice, and indeed, we must. And we are going to talk about it coming up next with Pamela Hennessy. There's a lot more to come on the Alex Jones Show. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing them.
321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, well, not in Alex Jones territory, you're not. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard Saturday evenings on the GCN Radio Network, 6 to 8 Mountain, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And I want to encourage you to join my program as well on Saturday nights. Now, before I get to my guest, Pamela Hennessy, to talk about this this really heartrending story about Terry Schiavo, I want to mention to you that, you know, the most important thing that you can do to combat what is taking place in our culture or our society is to be informed. An informed citizenry is a prepared citizenry. And Alex has taken great pains to construct, put together information. He's a very good researcher. He's somebody who goes out and gets these stories. He's cobbled all of this into several videos and a book that I highly encourage you to get. Now, not only do you want to get the book and the videos for yourselves, but you should order them for family members, friends, if you have anybody, contacts in your communities. I would get this stuff out to everybody that you can, because, again, the more informed we are, the better prepared we are to deal with whatever comes down the pike. Now, videos that Alex has produced, the most current one is Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Now, this is the greatest evil that mankind has ever faced, and it is among us. It's a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. Now, the United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. And indeed, we are hearing about this every day. The events of September the 11th mark the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. He's also produced the 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 2000, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and his book, of course, is 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Now, you can get these videos for $25.95 plus shipping and handling. If you order three or more, the price goes down to $20 a tape plus shipping and handling. There's two ways you can get these. The first is by calling Alex's toll-free number at 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number is 1-888-253-3139. His website also offers these books, the book and the videotapes, at www.infowars.com or www.prisonplanet.com. And I encourage you to go there, order, get informed, and stay informed, okay? Now, before we go to Pamela Hennessy, let's take a quick call. We've got Paul calling in from New Jersey. Good morning, good afternoon, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to say that I don't believe there's any correlation that's really been proven between movie violence and real violence in a nation.
I disagree with that, because there has been a considerable amount of study on that. I refer to Judith Reisman. I don't know if Alex has had her on the program, but I've interviewed her. She has spent a considerable amount of her life, documenting the correlation between not only the practical violence or violence that takes place in the world, as a result of this, but she's also documented chemical changes that occur to a person's brain by observing watching this, and there's also chemical changes that occur while watching pornography.
Yeah, now, Japan is a large consumer of violent films and even a comic magazine for children.
Yeah.
And Japan has one of the lowest murder rates in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I think there are many countries throughout what would be considered the decadent Western nations which mm-hmm. have low murder rates, unless, of course, they start banning guns and generally importing third-world immigrants who generally perpetrate more of the crimes in Europe.
Yeah.
So I would contend for most people and most kids who watch a violent movie, they're generally not going to commit acts of violence, and I don't think that happens frequently at all.
You know, Paul, I would say this.
Your concern is legitimate, yeah. But I think the existent laws that restrict kids from seeing rated R movies mm-hmm. are adequate, and I don't think and I do believe that adults have the right to see violent movies as
But here's the thing: I would also concede that there may not be a direct correlation.
Yes.
But I think that the important factor to keep in mind is that when people watch extreme graphic violence, it does a couple of things. Number one, it desensitizes them to violence, and it makes them more susceptible, I would think, to be becoming violently oriented, to where violence would be an option, in whatever practical life activities they might engage in. But I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We're going to move on to our guest, Pamela Hennessy, and thank you very much again, Paul. Okay, now, Pamela Hennessy is the volunteer media coordinator for the Schindler family, and I'm going to bring her on and have her discuss this quite heart-wrenching story about Terry Schiavo. And without further ado, good morning, Pamela. You're on with me.
Hi there. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I read the letter from Terry's father,
right,
which was very touching. And, you know, this is quite a story. Give us a little background on this. What happened to Terry and what's going on right now with her?
Okay, there's quite a bit going on at the moment. The thumbnail of the case is in 1990, Terry collapsed. She suffered a cardiac arrest,
mm-hmm.
The cause of which is still unknown.
All right.
Some media reports she had a heart attack, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, during this collapse or this medical incident, oxygen was cut off to her brain for several minutes, and because of that, she suffered profound cognitive disability. At that stage, Terry's husband, Michael Schiavo, filed a medical malpractice suit. He asked for $20 million. He said he expected his wife to live 50 or more years. The jury awarded him just over $1.5 million, and as soon as he had the money in the bank, he entered a do-not-resuscitate order into Terry's chart. He ceased any aggressive therapy for her. He's not given her therapy in over 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he petitioned the courts in 1998 to remove Terry's gastric tube. Now, Terry receives nutrition and hydration via a G-tube, and removing that tube will cause her to die of dehydration and starvation over the course of 10 to 14 days.
Pamela, let me ask you this. Did I inaccurately report that she's in a coma? Is she in a coma, or is she awake?
She's definitely awake. Terry has, she has periods of sleeping and wakefulness. She has a vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
She says things like mummy and help me and pain. She's actually very, very much aware. The courts have found her to be in a persistent vegetative state, but there are 14 doctors on record now and under penalty of perjury who say she is not. Persistent vegetative state, or PVS, is uh-huh. misdiagnosed 43% of the time.
Sure, yeah.
And, no, so she's definitely very aware, but she does have profound brain damage, and she's not been given therapy or rehabilitation, so she's not...
But she's still a living human being, which is the most important paramount fact here.
Absolutely.
She's a living human being.
Yes, she certainly is. And the problem with this particular court case and what has gone on in Judge Greer's court Florida has a very solid definition of what PVS is,
mm-hmm.
and that is somebody who is completely unaware of their environment and completely unable to interact. Well, Terry does interact. You know, she tries to speak, she follows commands, and the danger part in all of this is that video evidence was submitted into the court, and Judge Greer and doctors appointed by the husband in this case, the husband who wants Terry dead, said, well, you know, she's doing something, but it's not very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of lowering the bar for people who are disabled.
Pamela, let me ask you this. The reason I want to ask you this is because I'm going to, in a direction with this. Like, I think the audience should understand a couple of elements here. How did you get involved with this kind of a case?
I had read about Terry's case in the mm-hmm. newspapers for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And in what I read, I always heard that she was comatose, she was hopeless, she was a vegetable. And then one day I heard on talk radio, heard a host talking about the case, saying that she was not. So I went to the website, I read the court documents, I saw photographs of her, and what I saw horrified me.
Yeah.
And so I got involved immediately and offered the my help to the family to get mm-hmm. the word out there that, unfortunately, what's been reported in the media is just not correct.
What I'm amazed at in our culture today is this is a culture of death.
That's correct.
It's been described that way by religious leaders. And, you know, the whole thing is basically about death. I mean, that's all there is to it. Myself, personally, I take compassion like you do with the idea that I don't think under any circumstance the government or any person has the right to decide whether a person who's disadvantaged incredibly in the state, to decide for that person whether that person should live or die.
I agree with you 100%. And it's funny that you opened this segment, mentioning that it's important for people to do their homework and to find things out for themselves.
Right.
If your listeners will do a Google or a Yahoo search on that phrase, culture of death, they'll actually find a lot of articles and a lot of information that will probably frighten them.
Sure.
The culture of death is a movement that I truly believe is afoot in this country and other countries to solve profound medical challenges by causing someone to die.
Yeah, and this is happening in the Nordic countries. I mean, they already have euthanasia. And the problem is that, although they give you the hype that it's very controlled, it's state controlled, it's very controlled, the fact of the matter is that now it's becoming too convenient for the doctors and the medical people to just, you know, go ahead and do it.
Well, that's part of the problem. And a doctor, a physician, takes a Hippocratic Oath. And one of the first and most important points of that Hippocratic Oath is that they will do no harm.
That's right.
And in a case like Terry Schiavo, this is not allowing a terminally ill patient who would die naturally anyway. It's not a case of a patient like that denying medical treatment. I mean, mm-hmm. what we're talking about is food and water.
Yeah.
And Terry's not terminal. So mm-hmm. that certainly is part of the problem. Another thing to consider, during the year 1938 to 1939, the Third Reich initiated the T4 euthanasia program.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they started off with profoundly disabled and handicapped and mentally impaired children. And then it got a little easier to lower the bar and a little bit easier to lower the bar.
Precisely.
And a lot of very important historians believe that that was sort of a stepping stone into what happened, into the Holocaust.
You know, that's an interesting thing you brought up, because one of the things that I believe personally is that once, this even kind of reflects back on the call that we had just a minute ago with Paul about violence and that type of thing. I think once you get to a point where you're so desensitized to the dignity and the value of human life, it becomes, it just becomes easy to justify this action and that action. You know, you look at, you know, we analyze the activities of global elites that are, you know, enslaving the planet with these crazy notions. And they're actually the purveyors of the culture of death, I believe, because, you know, their whole goal is to control and manage the population. They don't want too many of us. They don't want us to think for ourselves. They want to make sure that when they say drop dead, you drop dead. That's their goal. But the thing is that how have we been maneuvered into this kind of a position to where we're even asked to make this decision? That boggles my mind. I just couldn't do it. I was asked personally to give a no resuscitation order on my grandmother. And I refused to do it. And the doctor and the nurse were very indignant about it. And I was shocked. I was in shock when they asked me to make that decision. And I said, absolutely not. And, you know, I hear both sides of the argument. You were bringing up the Florida legislation to define, the permanent vegetative state, and all of these different things. You know, to me, my statement is, I don't care about all that. That's not important. What's important is you have a human life here. That person has as much right to life as anybody else, and no one should have the authority or the ability to make that decision for me.
No, you're absolutely right. And the decision to withhold nutrition and hydration from Terry Schiavo is being based on a concept that there is a quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And who is to judge what quality of life is? You know, the argument
exactly.
could easily be made that Terry is never going to run a marathon. She may never, get a position in Congress. Well, neither am I. I mean, we're using the wrong things to define what life is. Life
That's
is
right.
no longer an aware human being. Life is what you're able to accomplish, and that's not correct.
Or if you're a burden on the state, as Terry's father so aptly points out in his letter, if you're a burden to the state, if you're any kind of a problem to anybody, you know, this is the interesting thing, too, about the insurance question, you know, the health insurance question. They're maneuvering people into believing, you know, they scare the heck out of you. The insurance, again, this is my personal belief, insurance companies have actually got control of the medical market because they have allowed these prices to go so far out of reach that people can't afford health care.
Right.
And the insurance companies gain control over your destiny, your health destiny in your life, because now they're in a position to dictate to the doctors and the hospitals what will be paid for and what will not be paid for. And
right.
inside of that equation is the question of whether or not if you reach a certain plateau of economic burden on them, well, guess what? They may say, we're not paying anymore.
Yeah.
So they're either going to turn you out to the street or they're going to euthanize you.
Exactly. And while you're going down that road, you might as well include pharmaceutical companies.
Absolutely. But, it's all part of the same beast.
The funny thing on this particular case, well, it's not funny. The peculiar thing on Terry's case, Terry has had, you know, all these doctors come forward and offered to treat her free of charge. And still the judge has said no. So somebody can sit back and kind of look at that and say, why are they so eager for this woman to die? And I think what they're trying to do is sort of lower the bar, make it easier for the next person to go. And it's important to remember that Florida has got a very high elderly population.
You betcha.
Good many of them.
We're up against a break. Hold on. Okay. We'll come back after the break and continue this. You're a very courageous woman, and I applaud you. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We'll be right back with Pamela Hennessy. I'm Michael Corbin. Stay tuned. There's more to come on The Alex Jones Show.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
We continue at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Pamela Hennessy is joining me, and I want to encourage everyone in the audience. This is something I think is very, very important. Everybody in the audience should take up the cause that Pamela is fighting for. They should contact the governor's office in Florida, Jeb Bush, who has, Terry will report here, filed a motion in court. I'll have her describe it. I would encourage everyone to let the governor of Florida know that we will not tolerate state-sponsored executions of this nature. And Pamela, what has Jeb Bush done recently?
Well, as of today, Mr. Bush has filed an amicus brief into the case. Now, there's not a lot there that I can really comment about without being an attorney, but your listeners can, it is a public record, it is a court document, and they can view that on our updates if they go to Terry's website, and that is terrisfight.org, T-E-R-R-I-S, fight.org. And that's been posted as of today. So if they want to read that, and unfortunately, as I said, since I'm not an attorney, they're going to have to form their own opinion on it, but that was filed as of today.
You have what do you encourage people to do? Is it, should we tell them to contact the governor's office in Florida to let them know that they're not going to tolerate this? They do not want to see this happen.
Well, they can do that, and that is an important thing to do. But one thing that I would like to say to your listeners that they really should do, you know, we're talking about this culture of death, mm-hmm. and I think over the past 20 or so years, you know, attorneys have tried to encourage their clients through family law to have an advance directive or a living will or some other medical proxy that should they become incapacitated, what they will and will not accept as medical treatment. Your listeners need to re-examine the documents that they have governing their health care and they should also seek out a life support directive. Now, the reason I say that is because, like Florida, a lot of states are adapting statutes that say food and water mm-hmm. is life support, which is ridiculous.
Sure.
You and I need food and water.
Right.
So I would say to your listeners that they really need to examine that and talk to their attorneys, talk to their spouses, and to their children about what their precise wishes are and make sure that it does get into writing. Terry had no living will and no advance directive. Her husband testified in court, she told me back in the 80s she wouldn't want to be on life support. Well, that was before the Florida statutes changed to include food and water as life support, so
yeah.
There could be no way she addressed that.
Pamela, real quick, about a minute, where's her husband in all of this right now? Is he fighting you folks?
No, well, he's fighting in the court for the right to have her gastric tube clamped off
mm-hmm.
and to allow her to die, and that's a process that can take 10 to 14 days, and she will suffer.
Yeah.
And he has pursued this. A lot of people ask, why doesn't he get a divorce? And that remains a mystery.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time, Pamela. Thank you
okay.
very much, and you're a good woman. Keep it up. I mean, I know what you must be going through. It's got to be very, very hard dealing with the system in this way. And I just hope that it all pans out best.
Well, I do as well. And thank you for having us on.
Okay. Thank you very much. You take care. Okay.
You too. Thank
all
you.
Right, God bless. Okay, that's it for this hour. Stay tuned. There's more coming up on the Alex Jones Show. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Be sure and visit the website for Terry Schiavo, www.terriesfight.org. That's T-E-R-R-I-S, fight.org. Don't let this one go down in flames, okay? There's more to come. Stay tuned. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining me at the top of the hour. We'll be right back after this.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter.